Blog Talk Radio.
If you and I have the courage to tell our elected officials that we want our national policy based on what we know in our hearts is morally right. Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
I am the voice of the voiceless.
Hey, everybody. It's Friday, June 3rd, 2016. Welcome to Liberty's Voice with yours truly, Matt Boland. Liberty's Voice with Matt Boland for June 3rd, 2016. Hey, welcome to summer, people. It's finally June, and feels pretty warm around here lately in the southwestern Connecticut area. But again, this is Liberty's Voice with Matt Boland, the June 3rd edition. And we're going to do a show on Tuesday of this week, but I had a little scheduling error, apparently. I guess I had scheduled the show for the day before rather than the actual Tuesday episode of it. And I don't know how that happened, but I made a little mistake on the scheduling. But we're back into it today, and we're going to go over the headlines in the world of politics, the world of news and everything. And we'll talk about some election news, what's going on with the Democrats out in California. We will, of course, do this date in history and also the campus report. And we'll take your calls at 646-668-8944. That's 646-668-8944. Got about 42 minutes to talk about the issues today. And so the chat is open as well on Blog Talk Radio here. Or you can talk to me on my Facebook page, Matt Boland. Just search for Matt Boland. Or, of course, call up at 646-668-8944. 646-668-8944. So let's get right to it. Well, the first story of the day is there's another scandal going on in Washington. Check this one out. The State Department has admitted that an official intentionally deleted video footage from a press briefing on the Iran nuclear deal. And they say somebody deleted that footage from like 7 minutes of sensitive, sensitive discussions on the in the press briefing on the Iran nuclear deal, which should have never been made, because you know they're not going to hold to it. They're not going to stick to what they said, and they'll go back on the deal. They have everything to gain with this. And we have everything to lose. They have nothing to really lose, and we have everything to lose. But the whole thing I'm talking about here is who ordered that this be done? That the it was apparently somebody ordered the video footage to be deleted, and they don't know who gave that order. At the State Department, what's going on with them, they say their internal inquiry has hit, quote, a dead end, unquote. And so another scandal here, and another day, another issue in Washington. And this is how the Obama administration operates, people, if you haven't figured it out already. They, of course, Obama lies like a dog, lies like a silk rug. And when he doesn't lie, he keeps so many secrets that you're like, what's going on here? What is our government really doing? So much for transparency.
Just so you understand, crystal clear.
That's our scumbag!
Yep, and that's the, I guess it's the Chicago way, people. the whole... I mean, I don't mean to rag on Chicago here, but the whole gangster way shows you pretty much what I think of Obama. And, well, I just need to interject here. Is it the Chicago way, the Hawaii way, or the Kenya way? We still don't know. But I'm on the air right now, people, of course. If you're hearing me, I hope you hear me pretty well out there. So let's, if you can hear me, and if you want to call up, 646-668-8944. Talk to me a little bit about what you think on this Washington scandal, the latest one coming out of D.C. And... I'd like to know what you think. Nobody in the chat right now, but it's open. And that number again is 646-668-8944. So let's start the discussion.
This calls for immediate discussion.
And next story up on the agenda today, let's go into some election news. And then, of course, coming up is this date in history. Kind of interesting today. A lot of interesting stuff happening. But in the election news, the ongoing saga of the Democratic primaries and Democratic nomination is still tight, apparently, in California. Bernie Sanders is within a point and a half, 2 points, of Hillary Clinton out in California. And that is going to be the... Of course, obviously, the big, big state. If Clinton wins that, she wins the nomination outright. There's no chance for Sanders. But if Sanders can make it really close or pull out a win there, I don't know. It might be possible for the old broker convention. At least that's what I'm saying. And want to hear what you think on the subject, 646-668-8944. And here's where the candidates stand right now. According to a CNN report, even if Bernie Sanders were to win California, where he's in a dead heat there with Hillary... his chances to win the nomination would still be a little shaky. He'd need 67% of the remaining pledged delegates to take the lead over Hillary Clinton and pledged delegates alone after D.C. votes on June 14th. And these stats coming to me and coming to you from CNN Politics online here. And I know that a good number of my Democratic friends actually support Bernie Sanders. And I'm not sure if that's a losing battle, a losing fight, or what. But a good amount of them actually support Bernie Sanders over Hillary Clinton. And... well, keep on going, Bernie. Division in the Democrats, for the Democrats, I think is good for conservatives, Republicans, libertarians. It's good for us. So keep on going, Bernie. by all means, divide the party more. So, that's what I think on that one. Divide that Democratic Party, because you know, the whole thing is divide and conquer. If you're not united, you can't win. And that's kind of like some of the argument about the Republican primaries, the Republican nomination. We've got to unite behind Trump, or the Republicans won't have a chance. But we will see what happens with that. And just hyping up the show, the broadcast, to a couple friends online. Josh, the resident libertarian, hello. Not sure if he's listening, but also got in my friend list, who I'm going to give the link to right now, Mr. J.R. Romano, the chairman of the Connecticut Republican Party. Hopefully he's out there listening. Got Mike in Florida, Peter in Florida, some others, and trying to stretch it out a little bit here because not as much news on this Friday, June 3rd, 2016, but the news that's there, we're discussing. Of course, the latest scandal out of Washington.
This calls for immediate discussion.
We're talking about, of course, the Democratic primary out in California. And if Bernie Sanders has a chance, he might not. But coming up next, our next segment here, and we're moving right along with about 32 minutes left, so I'll try to stretch it out a little, is, of course, our every episode we go into this feature, and here it is, it's Date in History. Well, back in 1808, a long time ago, the only president of the Confederate States of America, Jefferson Davis, was born. And just saying, the capital of the Confederacy, of course, if you know this, you won a prize, well, maybe not, was down in Richmond, Virginia, near where my sister lives. But that was June 3rd, 1808. And on June 3rd, 1888, the famous poem about baseball, Casey at the Bat, was first published in the San Francisco Examiner on June 3rd, 1888. And it was written by Ernest L. Thayer. That was published in the San Francisco Examiner on June 3rd, 1888. And June 3rd, 1940, in the middle of World War II, the German Air Force, the Luftwaffe, if I'm pronouncing that right, of course, hit Paris with 1,100 bombs. So a very big and ruthless bombing mission for the Luftwaffe, the German Air Force. My brother can probably tell me if I'm saying that right, but he speaks a little bit of German, just a teeny bit. And I speak a little bit of Spanish, a little bit, but I'm not fluent. So, se habla español here on Liberty's Voice. Yep. And that calls for a sound, the Se Habla Español comment.
Say what?
Anyway, that was June 3rd, 1940. On June 3rd, 1965, the Gemini 4 mission in space. NASA. Edward White became the first American to walk in space as part of that mission, Gemini 4, on June 3rd, 1965. And a seminal moment, historic moment, of course, in 80s history and of the Cold War, happened today, June 3rd, 1989. And there's your word of the day, people. Seminal, meaning historic. The Chinese government began their crackdown on pro-democracy activists in Tiananmen Square, Beijing, China. That was June 3rd, 1989. I do remember seeing the television reports on it. And if you remember... the guy, Tank Man, he was the guy that stood out in front of a column of Chinese tanks coming into Tiananmen Square and pretty much stopped them because he just stood there, basically, and stopped them for a while from coming into the square. And it was a very interesting thing. He actually... of course, climbed up on one of the tanks and was at least trying to talk to the soldiers inside. And he became definitely a symbol of freedom and a symbol of the freedom movement in China. But of course, the Chinese government brutally put down the... protests and what they said was a rebellion, pretty much. Tiananmen Square, Beijing, China, June 3rd, 1989. And remind me next time, if you're around, I do have a little bit of a historical audio check from Radio Beijing, in China, the English shortwave service of it, that was broadcast on June 3rd, 1989. They basically were telling what was going on and expressing sympathy for the protesters, and the announcer got pretty much transferred from his job, according to the Chinese. He went into exile, and he's living now in California, apparently. Some of the research done on that says he's living out in L.A. And a lot of student protesters imprisoned, driven into exile, killed, really a brutal thing. But, and just to give you a little more background on that, I'll go to the next subject in a second. But I have been doing research on that, and according to my research, the Chinese, all the big Chinese government figures say, what? Tiananmen Square? Oh, that didn't, nothing like that happened. Nobody was killed. Nobody was injured. And, some of them deny that even it took place. And others say, well, nobody was killed or injured. We just got them to disperse. And that's not true, of course. But par for the course for the Chinese.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
And if you want to discuss your memories of Tiananmen Square and the historical events that happened on this day, please do call in. We're waiting for you to call 646-668-8944, 646-668-8944, and that is, if I can get this sound to play, this thing to history. space race, of course. And we do have a guest in the chat. I wonder who that is. It just says guest if you're not logged in on Blog Talk Radio. But talk to me, guest, if you want. Call up at 646-668-8944. 646-668-8944. And I think Craig is out there from Iowa, the big, he's big in the Iowa Republican Party, Craig, my friend Craig out there. How you doing, Craig? And before I go on to my next subject, I just wanted to say, really quick before I forget, Garrison Keillor of the public radio program, A Prairie Home Companion, which is quite entertaining sometimes, like I listen to public radio, but I have in the past. Pretty entertaining show. But the news on him is he suffered, a seizure yesterday, an epileptic seizure the other day, and he was admitted into the hospital. Garrison Keillor, I think he's about 68 years old or something like that. Good thing to look up. But apparently he suffered another one today, so he is not in good health. But definitely a shout-out going out to him. Garrison Keillor, get well soon. Want to hear your voice back on the radio. So definitely get well soon, and best wishes going out to him. And so, next here on Liberty's Voice with Matt Boland. That's me, yours truly, Matt Boland. On the June 3rd episode, we have about 20 minutes left. Probably not going to go the whole 20. We have about two or three things left to talk about in the 20 minutes. We'll be lucky if we go 10, actually. But sometimes these shows can go a little shorter than what I scheduled, the 45 minutes. But, of course, we'll have another 45-minute show coming up this Tuesday, and that will be, apparently, if I can bring up my calendar, June 6th, 2016. But another 10 or 15 minutes left to go in this show, so let's keep talking. We are, right now, looking at, what's the next issue? The campus report. Apparently, we're already down to the campus report. So let's do that. How are things going on the college campuses of America? Universities and institutions. What's the report from there? Well, the latest thing coming out from the campuses of America here, we're going to Johns Hopkins University. I'm not quite sure the location of Johns Hopkins. I want to say Maryland, but of course, yeah, Maryland somewhere, maybe Baltimore. I really... I'm not too familiar with the institution of Johns Hopkins. I know they have a great health program, though, and everything, and medicine. Well, as it relates to Johns Hopkins University, a lot of students in there, about two dozen student groups, and I'm getting this from a site called The College Fix. .com. Over two dozen student groups are protesting over the university's plan to stop hiding the first semester grades of their freshmen. Stop hiding freshmen and first semester grades from their transcripts starting with this year's entering class, 2017's entering class. Yeah, that's got to be in Baltimore, because this story comes to us from the collegefix.com and the Baltimore Sun. And while the argument that they're presenting is, we should still have the covered grades, unquote, policy. It just says satisfactory or unsatisfactory. And they say, the student groups say that if everybody knows their grades, if that's made public for the first semester there, we'll be stressed out. We'll be so stressed out. We'll be having mental health problems, mental health breakdowns. We can't let people know our grades.
Say what?
Yeah, that's a bit of a nonsense argument. And so, again, my opinion on that, the coddling of our youth continues. Our kids,
say
our
what?
Youth. Oh, wrong sound.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
It's getting so high school students and college students and even students younger than that are being like, I don't want to, well, the word I want is kind of sissified. They're being made into, they're just being made soft. And, of course, that's my opinion. But it used to be, when I was in school, hey, this is a grade you earned. You're getting this grade, and you earned that grade. If it was good or bad, you earned it with the work you did or didn't do in some cases. And now they say, well, it was a little bit prevalent when I graduated from school and everything, but now they're saying, oh, we can't give this student this type of grade or this type of feedback or anything because we're afraid it'll hurt their feelings.
You are a meathead.
Just makes me want to say, what's going on here? I mean, people aren't in the education business to, we're worrying about kids' feelings here when we should be educating them better. A lot of our kids and the youth in the schools right now don't know Jefferson Davis from, I'm trying to think of an example here off the top of my head. They think Booker Washington is a local African-American guy in class or something like that.
You blithering idiot!
They are really being made out to be idiots, really. We're doing a disservice to them in the education world.
You blithering idiot!
And that's what I have to say on that. What do you have to say? 646-668-8944 or in the chat or on Facebook, Matt Fulmland. We're in the chat with guest 1228. And here's what they said in the article on the collegefix.com about this. Oh, it's racist too. A lot of kids come here from private schools, said Chase, a rising senior from Waldorf, Maryland, studying public health. They're better equipped to handle coming to school. Students from marginalized populations, they may need more time to figure out what resources work for them and what study habits work for them. Which, in a way, I actually agree with. But, hey, if you're gonna pay all this money to go to school, to go to a good university like Johns Hopkins or Syracuse or UConn, I guess what I want to say is don't go off. Don't mess around. Go there to get an education. And not to be like, take a four-year vacation, just partying and everything. That seems to be how it is right now. And even back, like, 10, 15 years ago when I was in school still. But the whole thing is, if your feelings are hurt by free speech, if that's the deal for you, guess what? Suck it up. Suck it up and make a dissenting argument for yourself. Think for yourself, really. Don't be stupid.
Stupid! You're so stupid!
You're there to get an education, not to fool around. And so that's the opinion from the desk of Matt Boland on that one. And this is Liberty's Voice with Matt Boland. This is pretty much the sixth episode, June 3rd, 2016. Let's get into a couple more minutes of other stuff. I'm going to go maybe 5 more minutes. I just want to know your opinion on what's going on with our youth today and what's going on in the education world. I do have friends that are teachers here in the southwestern Connecticut area. I guess I could ask them about that kind of stuff. The impression I get is like, oh, it's becoming so much harder to teach now because these kids are spoiled. And when they come to class, they're like not ready to learn. But the educational discussion is, of course, ongoing.
This calls for immediate discussion.
And our next and final topic today, I wanted to give you a little update on what I'm doing lately. And if you're interested in this, oh yeah, you'll want to stay tuned in the next few weeks. Because here's what I'm doing at the moment. Special project, in fact. It is, what I'm doing is, I am developing a Part 15 AM radio station here in the immediate Bridgeport-Stratford area around the city line area of the two communities. And what it is like a very low-powered AM radio station. I will still be doing my shows on here, and I'll be probably simulcasting them if I can figure out a way to do that. I'll be doing my shows here on Blog Talk and on the net here, and also on 1650 AM in the immediate Stratford-Bridgeport City Line area. And about the station, Part 15 stations, according to the FCC, do not require a license because they are so low power. And they're community-based. And they do not transmit with a lot of power at all. 100 microwatts, I think. Good community project if you want to get involved in that kind of stuff. There's resources out there on the web and in the community. Like Prometheus. Low-power FM and low-power AM information. I don't have a link, but check it out, Prometheus Radio on the internet here. And I'm going to start broadcasting, I think, sometime in mid to late June, near mid to late June. And A station of this type, Part 15 AM, can be heard as far as 2 miles away under optimum conditions, even with the very low power output of like 100 microwatts is the maximum. And like I said, I'll be broadcasting on 1650 AM here in the local area with this political talk show, Liberty's Voice with Matt Bowman. Some community announcements. We'll occasionally play some music and do other shows of interest. And, of course, the transmitter, of course, is $165. But I'm in the process of getting the money for that. And so pretty soon, it's going to be on the air, 1650 a.m. And if you're within this two-mile radius, you can definitely hear it. You'll be able to hear it. So if you're in the area, get set to start tuning to 1650 a.m. And the reason I like it is it's a very, well, libertarian thing to do. I think Josh, my resident libertarian here, would be very interested in the programs on that station and my developing the station. And so I hope to be on the air by June 21st. So you may be surprised on what you hear on the AM airwaves coming up soon. And of course, like I said, I will still be doing this show online here every Tuesday and every Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern. And I'm going to try to figure out, I think it's possible, a way to simulcast that at the same time on the net in 1650 a.m. So that's the update there. I was going to say one more thing about that. I originally was going to do 1630 a.m., but that frequency is not open in this area. 1650 is. So that is the plan for the Part 15 radio station and what I'm doing coming up in a few weeks. And here's your final call for comments and opinions and everything at 646-668-8944. We're coming down to the last couple minutes here. And today we have discussed the latest scandal coming out of D.C. The State Department has admitted that an official intentionally deleted video footage from a press briefing on the old Iran nuclear deal. And so they're trying to figure out who gave that order, who said, okay, well, we don't want this in there. You've got to delete this video footage and information. Was it John Kerry? Was it Barack Obama? Who was it? But we covered that. And we covered the election news out in California. The Democratic race is still tight for that state. Bernie Sanders, making it an interesting thing right now. I'm not sure if he can actually get the nomination for the Democrats, but I know I have my Bernie fans out here, some of my Democratic friends. So we talked about that as well, and also did this date in history. I talked about my Part 15 radio station coming up. This date in history, of course, among other things, Edward White became the first American to walk in space as part of the Gemini 4 mission in 1965. And the Luftwaffe, the German Air Force, hit Paris with 1,100 bombs on this day, June 3rd, 1940, World War II. And, of course, we did the campus report from Johns Hopkins University. The students say, oh, we're going to be all stressed out if the school releases their first semester freshman grades on the transcripts to the public. So I don't know what that's all about, but that's what they say. They'll be all stressed out.
Have you been eating loco weed?
And so we're about to wrap it up, people, with about five minutes to go or so. I'm going to wrap it up a couple minutes early today. Couldn't quite stretch it out as far as I wanted to. But, of course, we will be back again. And we will be back again on June 6th, 2016, at 6 o'clock Eastern Time for another edition of Liberty's Voice with Matt Boland. Until then...
If you and I have the courage to tell our elected officials
hearing from
that we want our
here.
National policy based on what we know in our hearts
this
is morally right.
Voice with Matt Boland for June 3rd,
government is not the solution to our problem.
Again on Tuesday, 6
government is the problem.
So long, everybody.
I am the voice of the voiceless.